I introduced Kipling when I read How the Leopard Got His Spots, and so I won't go into the details of why I love reading Kipling's work, like so many others. Instead, I want to talk about what this poem means to me, and why some verses and lines are so important to who I am, and others rarely speak to me at all, but we'll get back to that a little later. When I first read this poem, I imagined how great it would be to go through it with my child. I wanted to see what they would say once they had reached a certain level of maturity and were willing to engage in the debate. Obviously, "if" was written to be delivered to a male. However, the important parts of the poem, the parts that I find important, are relevant to all genders. The only part that is not, for the sake of clarification, is to be found in the last line. Yet I have since come to see the poem differently. I have also come to see my role as a parent differently. I do not exist to establish the morality of my children. I play a role which should allow them to arrive at decisions on their own. I would love to be able to say at the end that I agree completely with what they think, but to do so is to establish a false parameter. A part of what I should teach is the ability to accept different ideas and perspectives without anger or criticism. How can I preach tolerance to people and at the same time try to force opinions on my kids? I know there are no fixed rules, and I have on occasions been more rigid in my guidance than these words would suggest. It is for us to establish a good foundation, not design the entire building, is what I'm getting at. So for that reason, my approach with this poem is different. It is to present it as a point of discussion, though it doesn't have to become one. My kids can also tell me to sod off as they're more interested in Dr. Dre or Taylor Swift, and that's fine. I can still enjoy the poem for what it means to me, which brings me back to the poem. I love this poem, and I always will. I feel it contains within it a part of a dream of what a decent human being should aspire to becoming. It speaks of a kind of chivalry, which itself squeaks of aristocracy, but I wish to use it in a more general sense. Modern politicians in the West, I suspect other areas do this too, but I won't make assumptions, always talk about what it means to be a real X, and X means enter whichever country's citizen you want to claim that citizen has a high moral compass for. In fact, when we look at countries as a whole, we will likely see there are similar numbers of decent people in each of them. There are also similar numbers of corrupt bastards too. So how relevant is this superiority language when talking about domestic politics? Not very, I would say, but it gets cheap votes, apparently. Anyone who says something remotely ridiculous like other people are nice too are labelled left, woke, extremists and should automatically have their democratic rights taken away. That's why I think this poem is much more widely relevant today than some of the wording would allow. Again, my own personal interpretation here. So very quickly, skirting back to my point, is that this poem speaks to me of what I thought and still think a decent person was or is. Someone who trusted themselves to make the right decision, which I know is not easy for everyone, but is something which, with support, can be made easier, if not necessarily automatic. Not looking too good, nor talking too wise. The definition of how to avoid mansplaining, to use Rebecca Solnit's famous term. Don't make dreams your master, thereby managing expectations, I think. Treating triumph and disaster the same, which for me means don't get too down if you screw up, we all do it. And be humble when you win. Show the opposition respect. Don't try to take away their dignity in an attempt to show your own or our own greatness. Don't lose the common touch. Always told me to remember what matters most, the people and their rights. Defend others, and they'll look after you too, generally. And finally, don't let friends or foes hurt you too much. That always said to me that we should open up, express love, embrace others, reveal yourself, but don't be disappointed when others don't live up to expectations. So I'll leave you to enjoy the poem as written by Rudyard Kipling and which I present to my older son following his 18th birthday. Happy birthday, bud. Enjoy.
Dung weche pek kudwelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod jok mawoye tu under mic. Seche tin sud buta wawinji etu under mic. Wala wachokre wabed piny biwawinje ero chako domomitndi tu under mic. Podcast makende.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for the doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pigeon toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
And a mic. Two and a mic.